Well, hi, everybody. I'm Rick Dancer. It's Get Real with Rick Dancer. And we didn't have the open, and we've got a few less bells and whistles because my main computer is broken down. That's what I've been doing with my day. What did you do today? I called AppleCare and sat on the phone for 500 hours. So I'm already frustrated. And the topic tonight we're going to talk about frustrates the hell out of me. But I think you're going to be really relate to this. I think all of us understand that, well, not all of us. Well, all of us understand it in our pocketbook, but some of us in our minds, we just can't get past the fact that we may have voted for the wrong person. And right now, I was reading a report yesterday. And 19% prices, the prices under the Biden administration are 19% higher than they were under the last year of Trump. Most of us, that means the average American is spending $12,000 a year more under the current administration. And people are frustrated because inflation's up, gas prices, oh yeah, they're slipping down a little bit right now. Housing's unaffordable still, and people keep talking about it. And so the other day I got this email from Cheryl. She's just a regular person like the rest of us, but she's frustrated as hell and nobody's listening to her. And you guys all know I have a soft spot when it comes to giving people a voice. And she and I had a conversation on the phone and I really appreciate what she had to lend to the conversation. And feel free for yourself to add comments in here about what you think. And if you disagree with us, great. Write your comment in there, but don't be mean and don't pick on us. Tell us why you think it's different than what we believe it to be. Don't sit there and say, and call us whatever names that you want to call us. Give us some of your factual information and we'd love to see what that is. Our show is sponsored by Chris Dental Family Dentistry, where everyone is welcome. Also, your civil liberties and your freedom is very important, as is your dental care. So if you're looking for a dentist who might believe some of the same things you do about this country, check out Dr. Michael Bratlin. Also, Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities, an organization, Eugene, Springfield, Oregon, that works with people with different abilities. New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center. If you haven't had hyperbarics yet, you got to go try it out. Tell him you saw it on Rick Dancers, and Matt will give you a deal the first time around. And he also is a big believer in civil liberties. And Rain's Heating and Air Conditioning out of Cresswell. Right now they have a special going on cleaning your fireplace and also maintenance on your fireplace units. We could not do our show without these people. All right, let's get right to the topic. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Tell people where you're from.
I am from Coquille, Oregon.
And kind of describe yourself. So I want people to get a picture of who you are, like your life, what you do, that kind of thing. So they kind of have an idea of what you're all about.
Well, I have worked almost all my life. I'm on disability right now, so I'm on a fixed income. There's just me and my animals, and I live in a house. I have my own home. I have my car. But that's basically it in a nutshell.
And your house is paid for?
Well, it was inherited. Yes, it's paid for.
So you don't have a mortgage to pay?
I don't have a mortgage.
No. Do you own your car outright?
No. That's another story. But yeah, no, I don't. I owe money on that.
Okay, so you're making payments on that. So yeah. Tell me, why did you call me? Or you emailed me. Why did you email me?
Well, because I've watched a lot of things that you do and a lot of topics that you talk about. And I've been really frustrated about what has happened this in the last few years. Well, since the president. But my main concern now is I'm scared to be able to afford to live in my own home because the bills have gone up so much. And in the last 4 months, every bill that I pay, except for my car payment, has gone up every month. And when you call and ask them why, it gets pushed off onto somebody else and you don't get an answer that makes any sense whatsoever.
So these are bills like what? Like what kind of bills are going up?
My car insurance has went up every month in the last 3 or 4 months. I have a dental bill that I pay that I just unsubscribe from because I can't afford it anymore. When I first started paying that monthly, it was $47 a month, and it's up to 60, which is not a whole lot, but it is, it's a 5% increase every month. Well, and it's going to go up again.
And when you add that to the cost of milk and vegetables, well, and
yeah, and then the electricity, and I was told last night that my electricity bill has stayed pretty much the same until this month, and it's doubled. Why? I don't know, because I haven't used any more than what I did in the past. And then I was told last night that after January, it's going to go up like 17%. And then my water and sewer bill, and I don't even drink the water. I buy my water in big 5-gallon jugs because it tastes so bad. But my water bill is almost $100 a month, and there's just me in this house.
So you said to me, you just don't understand why people aren't outraged or saying something about this.
There's not a whole lot talked about it. I mean, people are you know, commenting about, oh yeah, we're all in the same boat, but that's not going anywhere. And you know, when you're trying to feed yourself or your family, I mean, I can imagine what a family of 2, 3, or 4 more, how that's working. Groceries are so outrageous.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're paying attention, but when you go and you buy something that you're used to buying for, say, $3.99, well, you're probably paying $6.99 for it. And not only that, but the quantity of it is going down. You're not getting as much as you used to for that price.
You know, Cheryl, my wife and I drink, we don't drink regular milk. We drink cashew milk because yeah. I don't do a lot of dairy.
And I drink almond milk, yes.
And it was the other, like a month ago, it was $3.89 for a, God, I think it's a 1/2 gallon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we went to the store the other day, it was $5.75.
Yeah.
I mean, my coconut creamer went from $2.75 to $4.75. I mean,
mine went from $3.99 to $6.99.
What would you like to say to, I mean, what do you think is causing this problem?
I don't know. It's so far out there that I think that it has a lot to do with our representatives, but you know, a lot of people will say stuff like, well, why don't you do something about it? I don't know what the answer would be. I have no idea, but I do know that what's happening with our Congress, and something has to change for the better, or else we're all in trouble. It's just going to keep on going.
Do you care about Republicans or Democrats?
I care about Republicans, but I'm not really sure if I'm thinking in the right area when it comes to Republicans, because when I first decided to become a Republican, I felt like Republicans were for the people. But that's, I'm starting to change a little bit. I just don't know anymore. And another thing that goes along with that, and maybe you can tell me if this is true, is it true that the 18-year-olds can vote now?
That is a great question. I could Google it and find out. I don't know what it is in what different states. But yeah, I think it's been 18 for quite a time. You keep talking about that and I'll Google it and find out.
My concern is that, you know, when it comes time to vote for things and the pamphlet comes out and you read about this person and that person and you read about the different things that they want people to vote on. Well, I know myself, and I'm pretty educated. I graduated from high school. I went to college. But, you know, when you read on a proposed item or something, most of the time...
It's 18. Well, that's what it is in Montana. It's coming up for Montana. But I'm pretty... You threw me with that one. I'm pretty sure it's 18.
Yeah. Well, it scares me to think that they know what they're going to be voting on, because I know as myself, when I read that stuff, I get so confused as to how I'm really supposed to vote. Because most of the time, you got to vote opposite of what they're telling you.
What do you think? Would you think the average people in America really are disengaged from the process, maybe?
I think that, I don't know if disengaged would be the word. I think it would be lost. Where do you start? How do you fight? I mean, if you look at some of the people that fought so hard for the logging industry and stuff and see how far that got them.
Do you start seeing, I mean, sometimes I honestly, Cheryl, sometimes like my wife and me, we'll be listening to radio shows and we listen to all kinds of different brands because I want to get a full picture of what's going on. And I feel like it's almost so corrupt out there that a lot of people have given up and just said, I don't even know what you do. This is so every day you hear another statistic or another fact or another, you know, I mean,
That's it.
We got wars going on in Ukraine. We've got conflict going on with Taiwan and China. We've got conflict going on right now in Israel with the Palestinians. I mean, it's like you get to a point where you go, what else can happen?
And yeah, that's where I'm at. It's like, I would not want to be a kid growing up right now in this era. Because I'm 63 years old, so I don't have, you know, a whole lifetime left, thank God. But the way things are going right now, I don't know how much more we can take or how much more to think that I would be have to move out of my home because I can't afford to live in my own home. And that's the way I'm feeling right now.
And you don't have a mortgage, but it's all the other bills.
I don't have a mortgage, but the next thing that will go is my car. I'll have to sell it and pay off the loan. And there you go. Cause then I won't be able to make those payments. So it's just a domino effect.
So do you think this, we've got an election coming up in 2024. Do you think people are going to pay more attention this time? Or do you wonder, part of me wonders if people just aren't going to just give up. I know so many young people, really young people, who just say, I'm not going to vote because the whole process is just screwed up and it doesn't work. But then you're letting people, I feel like that's kind of like what some of the politicians want is for people.
I did that for a while. I will honestly say I did that for a while because for one, it was like when I read things, and you tried to follow it as much as you could, but it got into such a bashing fight. You know, oh, he's a SOB for doing this, and she's a this for that, and they never got anywhere. And then you're like, oh my God! And then they're going to run our world, but yet they can't even get along with each other in order to do it. So it's like, how does that work?
So if you could sit down with President Biden, what would you ask him?
That's a good question. You know, I really have to think about that because I would have to take my anger and put it in the back porch in order to ask the right question. Because right now it's like I have quite a few bad words to say.
So you're angry.
Well, yes, I'm really angry. I mean, it's like, does he really give a shit? Does he make that much money where he just doesn't give a crap for what's going on? If you listen to him talk, it's like sometimes you just think, where is this man coming from?
What would you say to the Republican candidates who are running for president? Is there somebody with that group that stands out to you right now, for you personally?
No, not really, because
what do you need to hear from them that is going to make you kind of go a certain direction?
I don't know, Rick. I just don't know.
You seem really frustrated.
I'm scared. I don't know.
What are you scared?
There's a lot of frustration in there, but at the same time, I'm scared. It's like, when in my mind, I see the world spinning out of control. That's what my mind, where my mind goes. Every time I go to the store, every time I get gas, every time I walk out of my house, it's just, and the anger people are carrying because of it, because people are being overworked, underpaid, you know, they can't make their bills. It's just a big domino effect. And I don't know what the answer is. There's a lot of people out there that think that they do have the answer, but then that starts to become a fight amongst themselves. So you just don't really know.
Do you know, like, some of your friends and people in Coquille, where you live? You live in Coquille, Oregon. Is like, I'm telling you where you live. I'm telling my audience. Cheryl does know. Cheryl knows where she lives.
No, sometimes I don't, Rick.
What are your neighbors? What are people in your community think that you've talked with?
Well, I haven't. I do a lot of Facebooking, and I did put something on Facebook the other day about how I was feeling and stuff.
Yeah.
And I never got on very much. The only comments I really got from it, which I was kind of surprised because I really thought that I would have started a good conversation from people, but most of it was, you know, join the crowd. We're in the same boat. That's the way it is. Just really
kind of apathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, I'm not, and when I did that, I wasn't looking for sympathy. I wasn't looking for empathy. I just wanted to know what everybody else was thinking.
But do you feel like people aren't even engaged? They've just given up.
Yes. Yes, I do.
See, that's what scares me. That's what scares me the most, more than anything that's out, is that people have been, and because you know what, I think sometimes, Cheryl, for me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, I hope I'm not.
Well, I try not to be.
But it's easy to fall into. But here's the thing. I don't think that, I've always believed that politicians, the best thing that we, the people, can do for politicians is to not pay attention. Because then they can just go off and do what they want to do. They say, oh, we want civic involvement. They don't want civic involvement. They want to have control of the process. And what makes me frustrated and a little nervous is when people get apathetic, then that's exactly what the political leaders do, is they just go and do what they want to do. And they're supposed to be there working for us.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. But my question would be, us as consumers, how do we stand up for ourselves and be right, heard? Not just to flap our guns to somebody who says, oh, we're here for you, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. Somebody that really understands how it is to live from paycheck to pay. We're not even making it from paycheck to paycheck. I mean, it's from month to month. It's, you know.
You're not heard.
Exactly. I mean, it's just like all they want is that vote. And, you know, they're going to try to convince you that they are there for you. But then things just keep getting worse. So where does it end?
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's funny to me to have a conversation like this. It's interesting because I don't have any answers and neither do you. And I don't know. I mean, back in the day, you know, I just said, make your voice heard. And I still believe that somewhere. But yeah. I mean, look what happened during the dark time. And I think you and I both might know what that means. But 3 years ago when we had the lockdowns and all that, how quickly we gave up our freedom and our voice for safety. And I think sometimes that's what's happening now in our culture, is we gave it up and it's going to take a fight to get it back. And I think that I wonder if the general public has that much fight left in them. And that makes me sad, makes me unhappy. It makes me angry. It makes me frustrated. And I can't shut up because that's just not my nature. But I'll tell you what, you lose a lot of people in your world when you don't.
Well, you find out who your friends are, you know.
Yeah, and you find out, even better, you find out who your enemies are.
Yeah,
because you want to keep them close. You want to make sure you know who they are. There's people on my page who say, you know, why do you leave me on here? And I said, because I, you know, I don't tell them this, but it's like, I want to see where you're going and make sure you're not coming up behind my back. So what are you, what is your hope for 2024? Because we're getting to the end of 2023. When you look at what's coming up, we got a presidential election where, I mean, I'll admit I'm the first person that's not been a great day for me either. So I'm not in one of those moods where I'm going to be very optimistic, but I don't have a whole lot of optimism. I sometimes, Cheryl, I wonder if we've, I think we've hit rock bottom, but I know we haven't. And that's what scares me. I think that's what scares me the most. We have not hit, the people have, but they haven't hit it enough where they're willing to stand up. I'm reading a book about the Constitution right now. And the things people did during the Boston Tea Party, during the Salem witch trials, the people that were brave and stood up, the people that fought in the revolution, those people gave, they didn't have a bunch of massive training. These were like farmers and people like you and me that just went out and were fighting for their country. And I don't think we have enough people who love America enough to do that anymore. I think there's too many people that just have, you know, they've had it easy. And so to me, what the answer, what happens usually in my life when I've had it too easy is it gets kind of hard and to the point where it's like, I have to face myself. The problem is people like you suffer in the midst of that. And all the people on retirement and who weren't planning for this, that's the real tragedy.
Well, I totally agree. And I just don't, I remember way back when we had the recession.
Yep.
Did I say that right?
Yep.
What makes this not? What's the difference back now than it was back then?
It's how you word it. You know, it's like,
I'll look that up, Rick. I want to find that other word.
So let me ask you this. How important is the truth?
Well, how important? Well, the truth has got to be the truth, but we're not getting the truth.
Right.
We're getting half-assed. This is the way it might be, and this is the way it's not going to be. But I don't think we've been told the truth for so long that we're starting to believe the lies.
And that's scary. That makes
any sense. It is.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I think, well, you know, there's that saying, if you tell a lie enough, people will believe it. And it basically becomes not the truth, but their truth. You know, maybe, Cheryl, here's the thing. I love having this conversation with you, you know, because it's like, we're just people. And it's
normal people that want answers, but we want the truth when we ask the question.
And can you smell shit a mile away?
Oh God.
When somebody blows smoke up, because regular Americans smell it, don't they? They know.
No doubt. Yeah, they know, but they're in that, just like you said about the lockdown, it's just like, oh, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think the question should be the same question, but with the articulation a little different. So, what are you going to do about it? Take out the well. What are we going to do about it? Because we, the people, are in charge. This Constitution doesn't start off, we, the president, or we, the legislature, or we, the big corporation, or we, the unions. It starts off, we, the people of the United States of America. So it's us. And if we don't take it back, it's not going to happen. And I think these people need to understand that they work for us. And people like, well, I wanted to have you on here when you wrote your email and then when we had our conversation on the phone, it's because it is hurting you. And I think we hear too much like, oh, there's Americans hurting. Well, there's thousands and thousands there's more than hundreds of thousands of people just like you out there in America, and they don't have anyone to talk to about this, and they don't know what to do. And
that's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because I feel like that. It's like, who would talk to me and listen to my concerns? And I'm talking for everybody that's hurting. I'm not just bitching about myself. There, you know, everybody's having a hard time about it. Maybe from me starting it, people will start talking.
Well, so you took,
I hope.
So you took a step.
I did, because I hate it. I try not to be that person that all I do is bitch about stuff, but I don't do anything about it. And I am like that sometimes, but sometimes it's just, you get to the point where you just got to make a move, something, whether it's right or wrong.
I had a boss one time, and he wouldn't let you come in his office and complain unless you had a solution, which I love. I think that's the frustration in this thing, is we know the solution is to get people that really represent us. But how do we do that when the system is so screwed up and the deep state is so thick and the garbage and bull crap and the media, the legacy media is not telling the story. They're just going out and doing whatever's easy and whatever's on the agenda. So who are we? I think that's where a lot of Americans are at, is we don't know what to do. We want to be part of a process, but we just don't know what to do. And, you know, you get people going, oh, we should go protest or go do this. No, we need real answers, you right. know? And yeah, then people can say, well, vote. I think voting is very important. And people should, if you're saying, if there's a person, I know you're not saying this, if people out there in the audience say, well, I'm not going to vote, well, then you're part of the problem.
Exactly. And I was told that years ago, and it really hit me between the eyes. And I thought, if I wanted to bitch about something, then I'm going to have to, say my say by voting, you know, right. not just by saying, you know, griping about something and thinking it's going to change overnight. And no, that's not how it's going to happen. So, yeah, I learned my lesson that way.
Sure.
So I vote. But then again, when I vote, it makes me nervous to exactly what am I voting on. And I don't know how they, you know, how they have these forums sometimes, which I'm going to check into more and talk to more people about it when it comes closer to voting time. Ask more questions, whether it's a dumb question or not.
No, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Because you know what, Cheryl? I was listening to Jordan Peterson the other day, and he said, when one person asks the question that they think is dumb, the rest of the class all looks at them and goes, that's the question I wanted to ask. And then the person who was asking the dumb question, alleged dumb question, actually ends up looking like the hero, because you asked the question everyone was afraid to ask.
Exactly.
Maybe that's what the secret is, Cheryl. Maybe we all need to start asking dumb questions, questions that the political leaders, that make them uncomfortable, questions that make people who think that they own the conversation uncomfortable. And when they come back at you like, well, what's your source? Don't let that stop you. There's all these little tricks they have to try to get you to shut up and us not to ask questions. And maybe it's just putting our ego in our back pocket and saying, you know what? I'm going to ask this question, even if you try to call me on it. Because once, you know, there's a line in the Bible that says power and death is in the power of the tongue. Life and death, excuse me, is in the power of the tongue. And I think we can speak death or life into situations. But if we don't ask the question, once the question's out there, then the universe and God and the devil or whatever's out there and the parties and all that, then they have to deal with it. But if they silence us, then the question never gets asked, then it never has the ability to take hold. So we should be asking those alleged dumb questions, like, why am I taking this? Like, why am I doing that? I mean, those are the kind of things we need to be having the conversations. And honestly, Cheryl, I think it's people, normal, regular Americans like you, that are the ones who could ask those questions best. I think we need people that can tell the truth. And I think people are tired of media pundits and people like me and folks that are on, you know, having the conversation. I think we need more people like you in the conversation. To give it what it really needs. And that's real, something real. Put the money back where the rubber hits the road. It's the folks like you that are suffering the most.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, thank you so much for emailing
me, Rick.
When you wrote, I just thought, and then after I talked to you on the phone, I went, yeah, she's got to come on. This will be really good. Because I want more stuff like real conversations with, I don't need to hear another politician, you know, kiss my ass. It's
a real person.
Yeah.
You know, that has real problems.
Exactly.
That don't just hear about other problems. You know, I mean,
Well, I appreciate you and thank you for taking the time. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you and it was a lot of fun, Rick. And, I hope that other people will email you and have some things to say. I really do.
Well, I hope that they'll find you and you guys build a coalition of the real people and you go after them.
We the people are going to come out and kick your ass if you don't quit.
That's exactly what we need. Cheryl, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So that's what it is. She just said it. We the people are going to come out and kick your ass. And that's what it's got to get to come down to. You guys, honestly, we've been doing this for how long? And I was just on the way in here to my office today, listening to some stuff on the radio and just going, why do we put up with the lies? Why do we entertain and engage people who lie? Because they're liars. Why do we do that? So we need to start demanding truth and accountability and people who do things the way that we want them done. That gives me a little bit of hope today. Not a ton, but a little bit of hope. Again, our sponsors, Chris Daniel Family Dentistry out of Eugene, Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities, working with people with different abilities, New Leaf Hyperbarics and Wellness Center, where they also do massage and light therapy, and Rains Heating and Air Conditioning, where they believe in what we do. And when they take care of your house and your heating system and your air conditioning system, they do it because they care about people. I'm Rick Dancer. Share this on your page so other people see it. And we will be back on Thursday. See ya.